looking at Central and South America. Well, you've been listening to Hemispheres. I've been your host, Jim Nelson. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Tune in next week for another edition of Hemispheres when we do have the Middle East Dialogues. Stay tuned for Corriente in 1 hour, and that's at 8 o'clock. And coming up next, it's the Cabaret program. The time is 7 o'clock. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. It's time now for the Cabaret.
Thanks for tuning in. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and this is a cabaret program. I'm your host, Riley Ann, and I am joined by three performers of the Coalition of Women Songwriters this evening. We'll be doing an In the Round show, and we'll be starting with Michelle Allen. Welcome, Michelle.
Well, glad to be here. Thanks for having me, Riley.
Yeah, thanks for joining
us. And I'm going to be joined with my bass player, Jason Allen.
Great.
This is called The Man in the Moon. Ever since I became acquainted with you, well, the moon shines a little blue ever since you started hanging around. Whoa, I've been a-wondering, and since you started calling my name, well, the moon, it doesn't feel the same. Ever since you put your hand on my thigh, whoa, I've been a-wondering. Under the moonlight, you cast your spell. Under the moonlight that we know so well, under the moonlight, don't tell no lies, don't give no alibis. Started letting you in, well, the moon feels a little thin. Ever since I looked into your eyes, whoa, I've been a-wondering. And since I danced under the moon with you, well, the moon told me what I had to do. You know, the man in the moon has a peculiar charm. Whoa, I've been a-wondering. Under the moonlight, you cast your spell. Under the moonlight that we know so well, under the moonlight, don't tell no lies, don't give no alibis, don't give no alibis, don't give no alibis, don't give no alibis. We know so well, under the moonlight, don't tell no lies, don't give no alibis, don't give no alibis, don't give no alibis, don't give no alibis. Goodbye. Thank you. Lovely audience here tonight. Okay, the next song is called Surrender. Totally different key. is low and the white flag is flying. Surrender is the best I can do. The tide is rolling in, there's no more point for us to find a way to figure out if we can make it through. I close my eyes and I think of you. Consider this a warning shot across your bow. Surrender is the best you can do. My heart is cast adrift. There's no more time for us to find a way to figure out if we can make it through. I close my eyes and I think of you. Rock me in your arms tonight, like a ship out on the ocean. Oh, baby, hold on tight. Well, I don't have all of the answers. One thing I know is true. My heart will always sail on home to you. I close my eyes and I think of you. Some say the world's a ball spinning round and round the sun, but you and I, we know this can't be true. In uncharted waters cold, there's no more point to try to hold on as we fall under the edge, me and you. I close my eyes and I think of you. Rock me in your arms tonight, like a ship out on the ocean. Oh, baby, hold on tight. Well, I don't have all of the answers. One thing I know is true. My heart will always sail on home to you. I close my eyes and I think of you. I think of you. Rock me in your arms tonight, like a ship out on the ocean. Oh, baby, hold on tight. Well, I don't have all of the answers. One thing I know is true. My heart will always sail on home to you. Oh, my heart will always sail on home. Sail on home to you. I close my eyes and I think of you.
That's really great. You. Thank you, Michelle. Again, this is
kind of intimidating being here in the radio studio.
Well, again, thanks for joining us, KGNU Boulder, Denver. That was Michelle Allen. Now, I understand you play out as a band. Do you want to talk about what you call yourselves and where you typically have played?
Yeah. So Jay and I have been for 3 years approximately playing with a band called Tupelo Honey. But recently, our very dear friend and partner, Nancy Thorwardson, who was in that band, passed away from the terrible, terrible disease of breast cancer. And so we're kind of rethinking it. We also play with a wonderful fiddle and mandolin player named Paul Kiddick. So it was a four-piece band, and we haven't quite decided what to do now. Kind of needed to get through the whole, emotional thing of losing Nancy. It was really hard. And so Tupelo Honey, there's a website out there for Tupelo Honey, and I don't know what we're going to do with it yet. We haven't made up our minds.
Yeah, that does sound like a major, major transition. But I'm actually curious, this is obviously its own journey on its own. What was kind of the beginning of your journey with music? Was it something that you grew up with in the home?
You know, it's funny, not really, but I've always been sort of musically inclined. As a kid, I memorized show tunes, and I sang in choirs, and yeah, I knew every song from like Annie Get Your Gun and Carousel and, you know, you name them. And then I didn't do music for a while. I lived up in Netherlands for a long, long time, raised a couple kids, and Jay being one of them. And then we moved. So I took up playing guitar in 2000, so 17 years ago, and just decided, well, I wanted to get back to my first love, which was music. So I started playing and writing songs. The first song I played here, The Man in the Moon, is the first song I ever wrote. And then we moved to Lyons, which, as you know, is a very sort of music-oriented community. And that was really inspiring. And we met, you know, tons of wonderful people there and tons of wonderful musicians. And Jay kind of said when we moved there, well, I guess I'm going to have to take up an instrument, because otherwise there's nothing to do here, because that's what everybody does. So he ended up taking up the bass.
That's great.
Yeah. And we've been playing ever since he really started learning to play the bass. Do you want to say something, Jay?
Yeah. How did you choose the bass?
Well, the answer is she chose the bass. literally, she was going to learn to play the bass, and so she brought one home, and I was kind of hooked. And this is so, yeah.
I never learned to play it because he would never put it down.
Right. So it is her bass, and she holds that over my head at any opportunity. I don't know. I find it a very, very interesting instrument to play, and I always felt like I started playing music later on in my life, because I didn't start playing until she started playing after having raised my brother and I. So I just felt like I could wrap my head around the bass a little easier than other things. So yeah.
So fun fact, Jay also plays the charango.
I don't even know what that is.
We say that he's probably the best charango player on the front range.
That's
but he also
not true.
Well, no, he's probably the only charango player on the front range.
A charango is a type of ukulele, and if you spend, as I have, you know, 15 years taking a bass with you to every gig, the benefit of the ukulele starts to really come into focus, because
right.
You can carry it much more easily.
It's a Bolivian.
It's a Peruvian, officially kind of ukulele type instrument. It's classically made with an armadillo shell as the resonator. Never get one with an armadillo, but yeah.
Yeah, we don't recommend it, but he has a nice one.
So I got one in Bolivia many years ago.
Oh, nice. So I'm curious for both of you, what is that dynamic like to play in sort of a family band?
Well, at one point Jay said, you have to really stop saying I'm your kid, you know, like, just don't introduce me that way. Just say, this is Jason Allen, Michelle Allen. No, it's been good. I think it's been a great way for us to spend time together. And I don't know. One of the things that's hard with that is, do you like the same music? And it turns out we do like the same music, which is just, you either kind of do or you don't. I don't think you can force it. So we play a lot of bluegrass, and Tupelo Honey also played Western Swing. So
I really feel like, you know, as I became more of an adult, it forced us to have a more of an adult relationship. Right.
Occasionally I have to pay him. So
I guess that's the nature of being in a band.
Yeah, so, right.
But it can be difficult, but.
Okay, great. Well, thanks so much for sharing your songs with us. And again, we'll be back around to hear some tunes from Michelle Allen and Tupelo Honey. And up next, we're going to hear some tunes from Teresa Storch, who's another great singer-songwriter. And again, all of these performers met through the Coalition of Women Songwriters. It's an organization that meets here at KGNU on the fourth Monday of every month. Our next one is actually coming up next week. And we meet at 6:15 in the community room. So if you're interested, you should come check it out. It's a really great organization for people to just meet in the music community and sing songs together and workshop and all kinds of stuff. And that's, again, how I met Teresa Storch as well.
Yay.
Thanks for joining us this evening.
Well, my friend Hassan told me I had to meet you.
That's right.
Yes.
So actually, I guess we met at song school.
Probably, yeah, at the song school.
In line for food.
Really? Oh, that's right. Now I do remember meeting you in line for food. That's so funny.
The community of musicians is small and interesting.
I've made so many friends at song school and the Kerrville Folk Festival. Those are the two places that I've spent a lot of time, met a lot of people. But yeah.
Great.
Should I just start singing?
Sure. What do you want to play? You want to play a couple tunes for us? What are you feeling like?
I got a guitar. I got.
All right.
Sure. Unless you had questions, unless you wanted to talk more. I was sort of inspired by your song about the ocean and
I'm trying to remember. Surrender.
Surrender. Yeah. So I'm like, I have a song kind of like that. It's like a. I lived in Boston for 10 years and living near the ocean, you kind of like experience, even though I wasn't like on the water, I could still like smell it all the time and have spend a lot of time there. And I had this thought once about how relationships are like the ocean. So this one's kind of came from that idea and real life a bit. You know. Breeze is blowing so hard, I can feel the salt in the city gloom. It gusts through the windows, it swirls and it eddies, blows open the door to my room. And you are lying in bed, but not in the bed in my room. Still, 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 I can feel you. Waves are constant, tumbling, turning, anything dropped in its pool. Girls turn to sandbars and stone to gravel and glass to glittering jewels. The moon is pulling the tide, it's pulling all of me and you. And still, 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 I can feel you. And sentinel as I walk by a street lamp light. But you drive home in your car while I pause on my stoop. Remember the time before the storm set in. There was nothing we could not weather. Now we're weaving and bobbing in uncharted water. Where do we begin? Where can we go from? Is crazy, it's doing its same thing over and over again. Now it needs a new motion, a change in direction, learning to step to its dance. You are sitting right here, not even touching my hand.
I find in the springtime, my voice starts to sound like this. Lovely allergies. There's lots of cottonwood right now, so that seems to be my... I think my voice drops a little bit and gets a little gravelly. But sometimes that's cool. I'm going to do one from my new... Well, actually, both of these are from my latest record. But this is the title track. This is called Come Clean. Oh, really? Oh, man. I must have bumped up. There we go. Sorry if you couldn't hear my guitar there. Buddha sat for 7 years under a tree, watching the river wash him clean. John the Baptist told Jesus wade in the stream so he could wash him clean. And I am here listening, so come sit down. This kitchen table, it's made of shaker wood, it is strong, has a spirit running through it. And give me details of your life, and I will pour the wine. Maybe we will find in being a veritas. Come clean, come clean, come clean, come clean with me. Sometimes I feel alone. I peek through your window. If we threw them wider, we might ask, why are we hiding? The Buddha had a wife and child. He lived a life of luxury. Jesus knew a woman, defended thugs and thieves. You have lived and loved your way, made your own mistakes, but who am I to judge? Cause I've lived the same way. Come clean, come clean, come clean, come clean with me. Cause at times I feel alone. I peek through your window. If we threw them wider, we might ask, why are we fighting? So if you trust me, you'll find trust. Love me, you'll find love. I'll tear down my defenses. Cause it doesn't matter if we're friends, enemies, lovers, or countries. Just come clean, come clean, come clean, come clean, come clean, come clean with me. Come clean with me. With me.
That was really great. You use Thanks, some Jenny. Really interesting harmonic choices that are unexpected, but I really like them, and I'm curious, where do you think that comes from, and who you've listened to, or...
Wow, that is an interesting question.
Or maybe, do you think about...
It's so funny, because I don't know. I mean, I don't really... I mean, I feel like some of my earliest, like, people that I, like, totally got sucked in were, like, the harmonies of, like, the Indigo Girls, but then it was, like, Tori Amos and, like, her crazy cool stuff she does. But then there was, like, jam bands, you know? I have a variety of styles of songs that I write. It's really wild. So when I play with my band, I have like horns. I have a horn section, or I have fiddle, or I'll have it kind of. Someone once said, "Oh, it's just like the Dave Matthews Band." I'm like, crap. I think I listened to a lot of Dave Matthews in college, probably. So it's possible they came in, you know.
I don't think people intend that as a negative thing.
And wow.
What is your band called?
Teresa Storch, me and the Sharp 11. And some people will understand the joke. But so
do you want to explain the joke or you want to keep that like...
A sharp 11 is a really not always great sounding note in a chord progression. That's like my sax player, he named the band. He said, yeah, there was one rehearsal where I just kept playing sharp 11s. And so it's pretty funny.
That's great.
And I thought that was a cool name. Hey, I don't have 11 people in the band. Sometimes people think that. So sometimes I wonder if I should... So then I think, well, then we'll be called like the flat five. Or the to switch it up a little. I don't know. Depending on the size of the band, we'll change the name.
Yeah. Just find some other theory joke. And the tritones.
The tritones, yeah.
So where can people find out when you're playing solo, when you're playing with a full band?
That's a good question. I do have a website. It's teresastorch.com. It's me.com. It's T-E-R-E-S-A. And Storch is like torch with an S. We're playing on, the next gig is actually a week from Thursday at Niecy's, which is very exciting, a band show. We're sharing a night with some friends band. It's called Misadventure, and that's a free night, so free admission if you guys want to come out on a Thursday to Niecy's. Great venue.
So I understand you have a pretty unique journey as well with music, of kind of how you started pursuing it maybe a little bit more seriously. Back to your days in Boston.
Yeah, I have an odd, path. I say part of it started because the college I went to was Colorado School of Mines, which is right by Red Rocks. So my whole summer was spent going to shows. And I finally was like, I think I want to do that. It was very weird when you're finishing a degree in engineering. And then I ended up moving to Boston, where I had a girlfriend there who, she knew a lot of musicians and songwriters and sort of got me into the scene, you know, just starting in the open mics. And I had a day job, and then I got laid off. Thank gosh, thank God for the dot-com bust, I like to say, because it kind of kicked me out of my normal routine of a day job, and I just played music a bunch and played in the subways in Boston and on the streets and gigged just until I could kind of make it my other job. So I don't know, it's sort of weird. So sometimes I wonder, how did I end up doing this? But it was my love outside of all the other things I do, so.
That's cool. And, you know, it seems like you're making it work if you're going back for your, this is going to be upcoming, you're going to have your second European tour,
yeah,
I understand?
Yeah, like, I'm very excited. If I can make it work. No, it's going to happen. If anyone has suggestions on where to play. Because I'm doing it all on my own. And I have some help. I'll have some, I have some local promoter in Scotland who will help me a bit. But a lot of it I'm doing on my own and with connections that I made last time I was there. So I'll be in October.
How did your first tour through Europe, how did that get set up? And
actually, well, that's because I met this promoter. The organization's called Medicine Show Music. I met him at the Folk Alliance. It's a big international folk music conference. Right now they are happening in February, typically in Kansas City right now. It moves around sometimes. And I just happened upon meeting this gentleman who runs this organization, and he got to hear me play a few songs and just said he was really interested. And I just actually released my last album, Come Clean, and was looking for international radio promotion as well, and he did that. So I hired him for that, and then he helped me with booking the tour for when I came out last year. So
that's really cool.
Yeah, I feel like it was all just random synchronicity. I tried to go in the past and just couldn't get it together with money, getting myself over there and making sure I was going to have enough shows and all that. So yeah, I feel very lucky.
That's exciting. Are you going to be keeping a blog that we can keep track of all of your happenings?
I tried last time, and I think I stopped after the first week. It's so much work to, like, we took a lot of photos, and I posted a lot of photos on my Facebook. I should probably do it the same to my Instagram. I'm really bad with my Instagram, I feel. I have a Twitter and all that. Facebook seems to be the one easy thing I do. I will do my best. I will do my best if you want to follow along.
I would love to.
I love we take a lot of pictures, so.
Yeah.
And what's your something.
What's your Facebook page that people can?
It's just Teresa Storch. It's just me. I have an artist page and a regular normal person page. What do you call it?
A human being page.
A human being page.
That's great.
And so I sort of post to both because it's sometimes easier to, you know, there's so many people and either of them, you gotta connect to both of them, you know.
Yeah, cool.
So,
well, I'm looking forward to seeing your adventure when you go to Europe for the second time.
Yeah, thank you. Me too. I'm excited. Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Great. So again, thanks for tuning in, and you were listening to KGNU Boulder Denver. This is the Cabaret program. We have three very talented performers that are being showcased from the Coalition of Women Songwriters. We first heard Michelle Allen with her band Tupelo Honey. We just listened to Teresa Storch, and now we are about to listen to the sweet songs of Pamela Makala. So welcome, Pamela.
Thanks, Riley. Good to be here.
Yeah. What are you going to start off with?
I'm going to start off with a song called You Didn't Convince Me. I got my hopes up, and I got my hopes crushed. And I was ready to be done. All my invitations, my insinuations, you never took me up on a single one. So imagine my surprise when you looked into my eyes and said, think how good we could be. Yeah, 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 you said it, but you didn't convince me. You didn't convince me. You didn't convince me. If you really want me like you say you want me, then how come you never call? It's hard to believe that you really mean that when I don't see you putting any effort at all. Oh, we have time, I won't try to deny that, but you leave it to chance when that time will be. Yeah, 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 you leave it, and that doesn't convince me. That doesn't convince me. That doesn't convince me. Oh, you never know, you never really tried. Oh, you gotta, yeah, you gotta go after what you want. Oh, you never know, you never really tried. Oh, you gotta, yeah, you gotta go after what you want. Go after what you want. Whoa. but you didn't convince me.
Yeah. Go, girl.
Thank you. This next one is called Cardboard Cutout.
These shoes, I wore them for years and now they don't fit anymore. I wore them for years and now they don't fit anymore. These arms, they held you for years. They don't hold you no more. They held you for years and now they don't hold anymore. I'm sad and I'm free. I'm sad. I'm free. I'm a gambling man with the nascent three. I'm a crumbling building with a vacancy. I'm a wandering comet with no place to be. I'm a cardboard cutout who dreams in 3D. This house, I lived there for years and now I don't live there no more. I lived there for years and now I don't have a home. This drink, it soothed me for years and now it don't soothe me no more. It soothed me for years and now I just want the truth. I'm sad and I'm free. I'm sad and I'm free. I'm a gambling man with an ace and a three. I'm a crumbling building with a vacancy. And I'm nothing like I thought I would be. I'm a cardboard cutout who dreams in 3D.
I'm really curious where that last song came from.
Oh, you know.
The deep, dark stuff.
The deep, dark breakup song, you know.
Yeah. I love how your Midwesterner just came out a little bit. Pamela and I are both from the Midwest. So, so Pamela, I'm curious. I was at one of your shows, and you introduced a song by saying that you wrote it after watching La La Land. And I'm curious, like, you shared this personal, these personal insights about, like, what it means to be an artist and, you know, especially in today's world. And I'm curious, how has that sort of shifted from when you first started, you know, learning piano and performing out and having different iterations of bands? How has that sort of evolved for you?
It's been a long journey. I've been playing shows and writing songs now for 10 years, believe it or not. It's crazy to say that out loud. And it's gone from, you know, open mics and coffee shops to bigger shows and tours and back again. And I feel like the one thing that has been the constant is my passion for songwriting. And my passion for actually playing out has sort of waxed and waned, I would say. But writing is what keeps me going and keeps me interested and is my true love.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So based on this sort of ebb and flow, waxing and waning process, where would you say that you are now? And then what can we expect in the future?
Currently excited to play some gigs I have coming up next month that I'll talk about in a second and share some new things that I've been working on and form a new band and take that in more of the direction that I'm hoping to go, which is more of a sort of R&B soul influenced sound, which is something that I think I've always wanted myself to fall in that genre, and for a long time just was falling way short. I have a couple of shows coming up in June. Boulder in the Round at E-Town on Wednesday, June 7th, and then a full band show at the Laughing Goat on Sunday, June 25th. And I'm super excited for both of those. And if you like what you hear, you can hear more of it and the expanded band version on that Sunday at the Laughing Goat.
That's very cool. And where can people keep track of, you know, where your upcoming shows are and kind of what you're up to?
The usual Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. My website is PamelaMakala.com, and I'll spell that for you because it's unspellable. Pamela is the usual, P-A-M-E-L-A. Makala is M-A-C-H-A-L-A.com.
That's great. And I understand you have a batch of songs that are fairly recently written. What are your plans with those songs? Are you planning on doing an album with a full band or doing more of a solo album with those in the future?
Full band album for sure, for album number 3. Coming at you sometime 2018, I'm hoping.
That sounds great. And so in this realm of, you know, R&B and soul, you know, who are some of your idols that you've sort of, whether you've grown up with them or you've recently found them?
My number one idol, I would have to say, is Sarah Bareilles, who is my favorite current songwriter. She's really more pop than any of those things I just mentioned. But some other folks, I've always been a really big Stevie Wonder fan, and I just bought a Nord a few months ago, which has some pretty sweet Wurlitzer and clav sounds, so I'm hoping to incorporate that more into my songwriting going forward. Another artist that I'm really a really big fan of who's out there in the world right now is Emily King, and she's someone that I really look up to and aspire to sound like in my own little way.
Yeah, that's great. Cool. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing the full band with your new tunes.
It's going
to
be a fun time.
Very cool. Thanks, Pamela. And again, thanks for tuning in for KGNU Boulder Denver. You've been listening to the Cabaret program. And again, we've had Pamela Makala, Teresa Storch, and Michelle Allen playing with Tupelo Honey performing for you. And we're going to bring Michelle back up to do another tune for us. So what do you feel like playing, Michelle?
Good question. What do you want to play, Jay, of the two songs that we talked about? Which would you prefer? Cool Water?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. You know, it's funny, Teresa, that you said that your song reminded you of my other one because it was about the ocean. This one reminds me of the second one that you did. Thank you.
wash me clean. Cool water flowing through my hands, wash me. Oh, wash me clean. Wash me clean. The bowl holds a couple of things. Your favorite tie, my wedding ring. The picture stands straight and tall. Inside it is my grandma's shawl. Cool water flowing through my hands. Wash me clean. Cool water flowing through my hands. Wash me. Wash me clean. Wash me clean. A present on our wedding day, smooth and white and made of clay. In remembrance of the days gone past, I smash them both into the looking glass. Cool water flowing through my hands. Wash me clean. Cool water flowing through my hands. Wash me. Oh, wash me clean. Wash me. Wash me clean. Wash me clean. A present on our wedding day.
Thank you.
And that was Michelle Allen with Tupelo Honey live on the air. And could you say one more time where we could follow your music?
Sure. Well, so I have a website. I'm just starting to put it together. So it's a little empty right now, but it will be, I'll be filling it out over the next couple months. It's MichyAllen.com, M-C-H-Y Allen, A-L-L-E-N.com. You can also just Google Tupelo Honey, and I think you'll get that. It's on Nancy Thorwardson's website. So you'll go to NancyThorwardson.com, but you'll find the band Tupelo Honey. So, yeah, check it out, because we'll be recording a CD soon, and we'd love to have everybody hear it.
That's great. Thanks so much for sharing.
Thanks for having us, Riley.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to hear another tune from Teresa Storch. And I'm curious, Teresa, are you going to be back at song school this year?
I am.
Me too.
Yay.
How long have you been going?
To hang out. Oh, my God. Since 2003.
Nice.
I have been going, you were, as I say, I've been doing this for 15 years. From when I, doing the music thing. And, yeah, it's, song school is just my tribe. It just became, even when I met someone in Boston who said, you're from Colorado? You got to go to the song school. I didn't even know about it when I lived here before, you know. It's kind of random. So make sure I'm back in tune. Yeah, it's just, it's the greatest teachers. I mean, I guess I should say for someone like me who did not go to school for music, it's like I can get world-class songwriting instruction for, you know, and hang out with a bunch of friends.
Sweet.
Which is awesome.
Good company.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. What's your last tune about?
I was wondering, do you want me to play the one we were talking about? If you'd like.
I would love that.
It's kind of heavy. I wasn't actually going to, you know, end on a heavy note. So, but I will. Just for Riley Ann, because she wanted to hear this song.
Thank you.
It's not too long. It's actually quite short. But I have to I'd like to kind of say where it came from. If anyone remembers the, what was the guy's name? Brock Turner case is really what inspired this song. And I don't want to say that I've experienced all these things I'm singing about, yet I know people who have. And so I just felt like, I have an outlet to sort of put the ideas out there, and maybe it helps someone think about what they're saying or how they're treating others, So, this is kind of a dark song, but not, hopefully has hope in it too. So. It's very simple. I don't know. I hear you think it's just what people say. I hear you meant nothing by it, and I heard you claim it's how you were raised. But still I say it's not okay. Well, I'll ignore it to keep you at bay. I won't react to keep my job. I'll laugh along, just hoping you'll go away. Still I say it's not okay. 'Cause yesterday was an off-color comment, and now today it's an unwanted touch. And I must say that I feel like an object from the way that you're staring. Do you see me as such? I'm not a land to be conquered. I'm not some goal to achieve. I am not here just for your pleasure, not something to use and leave. Well, I deserve your respect, and I deserve my equal rights. And for it to never be an issue, and to not fear walking home at night. I hear you think it's just what people say. Hear you man, nothing by it. I heard you claim it's how you were raised. Still I say it's never okay. Still I say not okay. It's always hard to sing that song.
That was really powerful. Thank you for sharing that.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for letting me put it out there.
And so once again, Teresa Storch, where can people find your music and keep track of where you're playing, what you're doing?
TeresaStorch.com, TeresaStorch. And then Facebook, as always, you can find me. Just search my name. I'm the girl with the guitar and the red dress.
Sounds like a country song.
And Instagram. Yeah.
Awesome.
Or it's me sitting in a field of leaves with my face surrounded by green leaves. That's also the picture you see.
That's great.
Hopefully, I think that's that's about, I don't think if there's any place else to find me, that's about it.
That's great. Well, thanks for joining us tonight. And
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
This has been awesome.
Yeah. We're going to hear another tune from Pamela Makala to send us along in our evening, their last few minutes. And again, you've been listening to the showcase of Coalition of Women Songwriters with Michelle Allen, Teresa Storch, and Pamela Makala. And for anyone interested, we do meet at KGNU here in Boulder on the fourth Monday of every month at 6:15. So the next meeting is actually happening next week on Monday. So perhaps we will see some new faces there. All right, what do you want to send us out on our way with, Pamela?
This is a new song called To Open Yours, and I just want to say one more thank you to Riley for putting this together and to everyone here at KGNU for having us tonight.
Thanks.
It's on the tip of my tongue and I'm searching for the perfect words. Heart is flickering quick in my chest like a hummingbird. Whatever comes our way, now for better or worse. Oh, I'm in it with you. I'm in it with you. Sweater in every thread pulls a different seam. And I've never been any good at the choosing between. But now it's easy. Now it's easy. 'Cause again and again is you.
KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins. When he Buenísimas noches, ladies and gentlemen and women, boys and girls. Simón que sí, ja, 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 ja. Ya llegamos a otra hora de corriente, pues un par de horas. But first, let's give a big shout out to the Women's Songwriting Coalition and the show they just put on here on Corriente, que estaba a todo dar. I'm Lito, el loco del Barrio Pocho, your anfitrión on May 16th, the day after International Conscientious Objector Day. Tonight's show will feature a singer from Honduras who is going to be performing this coming Saturday, May 20th, at the KGN studio in Denver. She is Carla Lara, and she will be coming in about 15 minutes. Well, she'll be coming up in a recorded version. She's so good that we kind of got to work our way up to what the level that she is at. We're also going to hear three tracks from René Pérez Joglar's new self-titled album Residente, which just dropped at the end of March. René Pérez was the male vocalist in the Puerto Rican hip-hop group Calle 13, which has kind of retired. It's taken a break as the three siblings take on individual projects. We'll also have music from Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, Colombia, and Cuba, as well as from the colonized nations de Puerto Rico y de Aztlán. We're going to start tonight's show with some marimba rock and roll from Guatemala, and then we're going to get a little rowdy on our musical ride along the wrinkle in the earth called the Rocky Mountains in the north, Las Sierras Andinas in the south, y el corazón de las Américas in the middle, only on Corriente, only on KGNU, su radio independiente.
Bye.